I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, dude, I mean,
there's no way this is, it's all for just that cheese and you get to keep it, that's it?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, imagine getting CTE over Swiss.
Dude, this is guys leaving the bar at 2 a.m. Yes.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
So you bring a lady home.
We're in?
I think so.
A lady?
You bring a lady home.
Yes.
And right before she gives you head, she takes her left arm, she goes into her purse, takes out a fucking 18 milligram Zin, throws it in, and starts giving you head.
I'm about to Lucy break her in her mouth. Nut. Pop it.
Would you really?
Dude, a lot of women be zinning.
But it's almost like, 18.
Whoa, is it going to affect me? If that's up to her.
Wow. Her mouth, her choice?
Well, yeah. You know, whatever makes head more enjoyable. Maybe it's a breath mint for like, you know, it's one. Okay, what's worse? A Zin before she tops you? Or she puts in an Altoid. She goes, oh, it's going to be bad down there.
I think an Altoid because it would give me a little.
You don't think a Zin wouldn't fucking fire your cock up? It'd feel like a match in there.
It depends on what flavor. If it's like no flavor, then no. But I mean, if it's a cinnamon might be awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. Little cinnamon stick for that dick. Am I you?
yeah, I hope. Fire and Ice really fell off.
Well, because it wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
I didn't try it. Have you?
Well, no. I mean,
who tried it?
I think I jerked off with one once.
Now tell this story. Now it's your turn to tell the story.
I think it was just curious. I never bought a Fire and Ice condom, but I think a homie had one. I was like, let me get one.
If you buy a Fire and Ice condom, you've had sex three times maybe.
It applies for somebody who's never had sex.
Correct.
The same way a Magnum applied to me when I was in high school. I was like, if I get this, women will think I have a bigger dick. I mean, I kept that shit in my wallet. You would think it was a golden ticket from Willy Wonka.
Dude, it is kind of.
Laugh. But dude, I would pay and I would open my wallet wide. Dude, there was a time where, I'm sure I've said this on the podcast, I had a World Industries wallet and in there was a cutout from a Hooters like ad or something. And I had that in there like she's my wife. Random woman around the world.
Hold on. All right. How do we?
Where did I lose you?
Can we pause the show here?
Start it.
Hold on. You cut a picture out of a magazine and put it in your wallet of where a the
Hooters
pictures
woman.
Go?
Of a Hooters woman.
Who said that was okay?
I was 12.
Oh, you're 12. I don't know.
You thought
why.
This was recent?
No, my bad. You said
I was like 12.
No, you said fire and ice condom. I don't know why in my head you were in high school.
I mean, 2 years away.
Well, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Well, Hooters woman. No, high school I had the condom in there.
That's also fine.
But like when I had the condom in there and like a CVS clerk was like, oh yeah, it'll be $30. I would open that shit wide up.
Fuck.
So I could get the money out, but also be like, peep, what else is in there?
What's good?
What's up, Ethel?
What's up? I'm 14 and I'm packing.
God, dude.
I mean, I could put a Magnum kind of on my shoe.
I could wear like a beanie in Williamsburg.
100%. I could rob a fucking CVS with it. Just put it on my head.
It's really funny to do that.
Yeah.
They got to use condoms for more stuff in the world. It does not break.
Really? It does.
And what is that from? Too dry of cooch?
I don't know. I think there's rocks in the pussy. I don't know. I don't know why it breaks. It shouldn't break.
Like those are always the Planned Parenthood ones.
Maybe. Oh, like the really shitty ones?
Yeah.
I've definitely broken some before. Hey, dude, listen, we
all the
know.
The ones that broke, it like I knew that they were going to break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like buying a bike off Craigslist and you're like, a spoke broke. You're like, yeah, man.
You bought it off Craigslist. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime the condom is already, it comes in like a circle. You know what I mean? You ever seen those ones? Like the package is like a circle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think those are stable.
No. And it says like ultra thin and then has an asterisk next to it. On the back is a baby. And I was like, could be you.
Yeah. You know, presidents.
Huh?
This is a cool sentence I'm about to have.
Huh?
Presidents, what are these?
Yeah, those.
Yep, those are it.
Dude, I mean, I always think about the time I went to a girl's house and she had a bowl filled with those and ring pops.
Whore.
But the hardest part was I was there being like, what do I want? A condom or a ring pop?
Ring pop.
Don't throw a ring pop in front of me. I'll eat it.
Yeah, it's like having a, like, it's
dude,
like
imagine going, piping with a ring pop in.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Feeling like Rick
imagine
Ross.
Put it in there and tasting
shit.
It.
Holy shit. Talk about a fun dip.
Hey, goddamn.
Talk about a fun dick.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, you tell me you were ice bathing lately?
Buddy,
you on
thank
the ice
you for
bath
bringing this
train?
Up. What? Oh, I'm in. Dude, I am in.
Isn't it nuts?
Bitch.
Don't you feel like a dog that just got a bath?
Yes. Dude, I walked out into the world because I did the, what is it, the fucking, will you do both? Sauna, cold?
Hypnotherapy.
Contrast therapy.
Yeah.
That's cool. Contrast therapy. Dude, I did it and I came outside. I was like, cool. What's up? Am I a pharaoh?
Should I run for office?
I should.
It's great.
Well, I came out and I was like, no. I came out and I was like, I'm a monk. Nothing can fuck with me. Dude, you know I'm like super angry all the time and anything can set me the fuck off? Nothing.
I'm aware.
Nothing. I was a monk. I felt like I was floating. I went into my car and I was like, dude, should I just go to the homeless shelter and make sandwiches?
Yeah.
I didn't. But I felt like I should. And that's enough.
So what did you, how long did you do it? How long did you go in the ice bath? How long were you doing it all?
So I did.
This is an Alpha Men podcast, by
the way.
This
is. This is brought to you by Alpha Brain. So Alpha Brain.
Axes.
Alpha Brain is a woman that goes to the gym that gives you head.
Dude, if you have a PhD and you suck a man's dick, that's Alpha Brain.
I love it.
Am I at Two Chains?
I think so. Dude, I talked to a lady at the wedding that was a PhD. Oh. It was a cousin. I couldn't even, like 19 words in, I was like, you're too smart. I can't do this. Like I felt-
All the time.
She explained to me what she did and I'm such an idiot. Like, cause she-
Have job titles gotten longer?
Yes.
Cause I feel like they have. I'm the creative director, artist, marketing director
and I go, stop.
Of creative
and
artists.
I go, stop. I already stopped caring. You go past three words, I'm out. Because I don't think you know what you do.
I'm the CMO of Creatives Arts Designs for
Zero.
Artist Relations.
Gone.
Okay. Okay.
You know what my response is? I go, AI is going to take your job in 11 months.
Oh.
You're gone. If your thing is too many words, AI, take it.
Yeah.
Take it. So I was talking to this lady. PA, what?
I was going to say, did she make you call her a doctor?
No. It's insane.
You ever see that where people have
PhD? Yeah, I've said it on this fucking podcast and it still makes me so angry even to think about it. I mean, immediately go to ice bath right now because I'm fucking furious. My stupid fuck friend, stupid ass idiot, fuck stupid idiot father was a doctor. Congrats. You read a book or two, you fucking loser. He was a doctor of cocks. Dr. Cock.
What?
Whatever. A urologist, whatever the fuck it's called. John, help me out, please. You're the only smart person in here.
Urologist.
Yeah.
Urologist.
They study streams.
Cool. You jerk dudes off for a fucking living, dude. Yeah. Congrats. Every time I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Say by his name, who gives a shit. I'll make it up. His name, say Mr. Miller. We're at his house. He's a really nice dude.
Add Stein to the end.
Yeah. I'll add Kike too. No, cut it. Maybe leave it in. Who gives a shit? This is Patreon. No, it's not.
We're both Jewish.
I know. I got to write a bit about it, but every single time I even say it on fucking stage, people lose their mind.
Yeah. Well, it does sound
aggressive.
It stops the room.
Oh, yeah.
The cadence of the word alone.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I say like, I went to the park to fly a kite. People are like, ooh.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe this motherfucker flew a kite and he was like, I got
with
stung,
a key.
Stung by lightning. Ugh.
Stung by lightning. That's really how I found electricity?
Yeah.
A key in the kite?
I don't think so.
Key in the kite would be a great bar name. We're going to Key in the Kite.
Key in the Kike would be funny too.
Wait, who do you think did that?
Ben Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you think I thought?
Albert Einstein.
How did you get that from
his
that?
Hair?
Because you said created.
Is Albert Einstein a Jew?
When did Albert Einstein die? Wasn't it like more recent than the whole world expects?
Yeah, it's like Picasso. Picasso died in like 2013.
Yeah, Picasso lived through 9/11.
It's insane. Maybe the Picasso did 9/11. We don't fucking know.
He died 1975.
Some shit. What is it?
1955.
Albert Einstein. No. Albert Einstein. Yeah.
When did he create the bagel place? All right, what were you saying?
So nobody gets paid for that?
What,
if
Einstein
I'm,
bagels?
If I'm Albert Einstein's like grandkids, I'm like, give me money.
Is that his, Einstein bagels?
I don't think it's his, but it's they took the fucking name.
Damn.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Is Einstein Bagels from Einstein?
His lineage.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to make my own thing.
Go ahead. What is it going to be?
Elon's Toasters.
I love it. I fucking love it. I got no notes. It's awesome. What was I saying? Oh, I was talking to this very, very nice woman. Cousin of my girlfriend.
Yes.
Talking to me. Very nice lady. And she, I said, oh, you're doing a PhD program. She's like, she has one more year. She's been in school for 8 years.
Yeah, I think, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go.
That conversation where it's about to go, it's fully loaded with like landmines where I'm going to say something.
I have
dumb.
No idea. Yeah, no idea.
Yeah.
She explained what she did in the lab. And I literally was like, I wanted to be like.
Like a beaker?
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to be like, you're so nice, but I don't know. The last, 112 words you just said, I have no idea what any of those mean.
You're none of them. ChatGPT, talk.
Talk and explain. Yeah, I don't. And I wanted to be.
What this bitch saying?
Sorry, oh, not that bitch. Would be awesome. Doctor. Translate to like a smart person.
It can
person.
Do that.
Ooh.
Dude, it's, I mean, it, like people can go on ChatGPT for like a whole hour and like record like a whole therapy session and be like, record this and be like, what he yapping about? Oh, I really want to make a sketch. I don't know what it is, but like what doctors or scientists thought we would use ChatGPT for, what it really is like a girlfriend yelling, you hit play and you're like, what the fuck she yapping about?
And explain to you?
Yeah.
But it actually really, like even in therapy, it's a really good, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If you're in a, if you're in a fight with your girlfriend, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain came. Isn't that endorphins? Isn't that your brain coming? That's just brain cum.
What?
Endorphins. Endorphins are just brain cum. Yeah, oh, we'll get back to the cold plunge. That's what we're talking about. But, yes. But yeah, endorphins is brain cum. Doctor. So she explains to me, I didn't finish my story about Mr. Miller. This fucking idiot bitch.
Yes.
We have a
your
lot
friend,
of
your friend.
Yes.
Your friend.
Yes. We have a lot of balls in the air. We'll get all to them. Balls.
Yeah. Bonnie Blue.
I want to suck balls one time. Is that weird to say? Not pause. Fully press play.
All you got to do is go to a dumpling spot and be like, take two dumplings and put them in your mouth at the same time.
Are they warm?
Testicles? Not dumplings.
Like testicles. I just want to go like this.
Yeah, man. Dude, so when I do a cold plunge, I think my balls go into my uterus. Do I have one of those?
No.
Dude, but they're like, you can like, they're up in the pelvis.
I want to get pregnant. Dude, Karen, you ever see those pregnant women that are in line and they're just like rubbing their belly? I just want that one time.
You know, I would fake being pregnant for probably 3 years. After 100%. I had the kid, I would still keep like a fake pregnant because you get the benefits.
I think that's like a Meg Ryan movie.
Dude, well, I think they just came out with Amy Schumer.
God damn.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
I think being pregnant, you get just the amount of rewards as you get like an Amex Platinum. Like you can cut people in line.
Oh, yeah.
You just, what? Yeah. Oh, because the guy came in you?
Yeah. Well,
the guy was off two Dos Equis and pump went in you?
Yeah.
All right, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I don't know. But like, yeah, I mean, because you ever, dude, if you're pregnant and some cop pulls you over, you're like, cool, I'm finna have this baby.
Yeah.
If a cop pulls me over and I'm pregnant, I'm gonna put Aquafina all over my leggings.
And I'm putting on the Bluetooth baby crying sound effect. But like, it's not even out yet, but it's the echo.
You're hearing it.
Dude, if you're pregnant, you can't wait to go on a bus. Everybody, move from me.
You know what's funny is when they don't.
I think like 15 years ago, they used to. Now I think a kid looks up off TikTok and goes, huh?
Yeah, why are you fat? Dr. Miller.
That's the thing. Dr. Miller.
Well, that's the thing.
PhD Dr. Miller.
Yeah, so this is a urologist. You jerk dudes off for money. Who gives a shit? Yeah. I know it's more than that. Everyone stop yelling at me. So I would say, you know, my parents raised me, right? Parents. Hey, now, my dad left. But
I would say, gone.
I would say, oh, Mr.
Urologist,
Miller.
Urologist, you're gunologist.
Good. Gunologist. I like it. That's suicide.
Gunologist is what a guy who's good with guns should be called.
Yeah. Or a suicide guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a gunologist. Bang.
Bang. Shh. Unalive yeah. architect.
Unalive, couldn't find rope at Home Depot, and was too much of a man to ask someone.
Apparently, I saw a trend on TikTok, you can't buy a rope at Home Depot if you're crying.
That's crazy.
Well.
No. So I have allergies, I can't fucking buy a rope? I got a mule outside, bitch!
But sometimes you have such bad allergies, you're like, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah, I've thought about it before.
Yeah.
I've stubbed my toe and I've thought about it.
Oh my God.
Dude, the fuck is that?
Oh my God, I've had like five things in my hands and like a paperclip drops and I go, oh, end it all.
End it all.
Dude, if I drop an iced coffee, I'm on the verge.
Dude, if I turn my light on and the light bulb broke, off myself. First of all, too tall. I don't have a fucking ladder. I don't know how to fix it. I gotta call somebody.
Never again.
Right off the balcony.
Where's the hamster in the wheel that can spin it and start it?
Do it. Do hamsters, when they're on the wheel, they're like, are they like, oh fuck, I'm on the 405 running? Are they stoked?
They're looking
for endorphins.
Is that
them playing basketball?
They're looking for endorphins, I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah. I mean,
they're trying to get a high. They're like, bro, I literally live in a 1x1 square foot house.
Oh, that's where you drop in a rope. like a real little
you
one.
You put
like,
the snake in, he's like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, thank God.
The real little one from like Clue, drop it in there.
Yeah.
Clank.
I wonder if you do by duct tape and rope and like cyanide on Amazon. Are there any flags in there?
Sure.
Or is Prime like, do you need this tonight at 4 a.m. or when?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could buy that.
I typed in something that had the word suicide in it on. I think I was trying to figure out what those researches were. When you like do the runs, we go back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And immediately Google's like, hey, suicide hotline here. Yeah. Call this if you got that. But even just the word in it.
Can I ask you a question?
This is what happens when you say put that.
Can I ask you guys a question? Why the hell is that word so hard to spell?
It's a good word.
It does sound really like a good restaurant town.
Oh yeah.
But it'd be like suicide.
Yo, have you been to Suicide or Kite Kitchen?
Jesus.
What? Some guy doesn't understand what he said, it was just wild. Mr. Miller. So I would literally, my parents raised me right, dude. So I'd like try to be respectful, like, oh, Mr. Miller, it's good to see you. And literally he'd be like, Dr. Miller. Hey man. I'm 15. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. I will fuck your daughter.
You're good at operation.
Literally fuck your daughter. She's a freshman in high school. When I was in high school, I'm like, dude, I'm a junior. She's a freshman.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Well, it's that whole thing.
And she runs track with my sister.
Yes. It's the whole thing when you have the teacher and it was like Ms. or Miss.
All right.
Yeah, same thing. Or when people correct themselves in a story, they go, oh, my boyfriend, sorry, my fiance. Didn't give a fuck the first time.
I don't even know
your
name.
That's Mark to me. That's literally Mark.
Anything that you said to me, don't care. You ever talk? I just wish I could do that to someone. Yap, yap, yap. Shut up. Get up.
Get up. Then what?
No, I mean, like, leave. I'm like,
then what?
No, just get up.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick if you just fucking just, oh. You know how like in Bachelor, you can be like, get the fuck out of here? You know the games, you're like, you're done?
In The Bachelor?
You know the reality shows where like, the pop the balloon shit, whatever the fuck?
Oh my God.
I wish you could pop balloons to people in public.
Pop balloons in public would be great.
Dude.
Do you have a rewards number with us? Pop, they're gone.
Goodbye. Oh, you know that, what's happened to the fucking Marvel movies? The Marvel movies. Motherfucker, this guy? Who's that?
Oh, Thanos.
Cool, I wish I could Thanos people.
Thanos was the original pop the balloon guy.
100%. Dude, I would fucking Thanos everybody. Traffic? Not anymore. Everyone's dead. I don't give a fuck if you don't have a dad anymore. Gives a shit. Learn your colors from the fucking internet. You don't even need a dad anyways.
Yeah, they need to come up with an AI dad.
They do. It's called an iPod.
Yeah, true. But like a guy who walks in, he looks like, you know, like Hank from King of the Hill, and he's just like, hello, Michael. Today I'm going to teach you the bird and bee.
Yeah, I mean, they're not too far. Dude, you can literally have a dad on YouTube. Anything your dad can teach you, you can YouTube.
Rent a dad.
Yeah.
That's got to be a service somewhere.
Yeah, it's like an orphanage.
So, correct. Rent a child.
Can you return a kid?
Absolutely.
Right? You're like, this one bites.
Yeah. I was hammered. I don't know. I should not be a dad.
Yeah, this is a bet.
So, when you
have three kids?
Well, you know how is your girlfriend the same way? And I don't know. I think girlfriends just be coming home with shit. Just like, I just got a cat, and you're like, well, like maybe that's what you should do as the guy in the relationship. Be like, I just brought home a son.
Oh right.
Wait, what the fuck? You didn't even tiger. Okay, you brought home a Yorkie. I can't bring home a Kevin.
Yeah, this is a Kevin.
Hello. Yours goes to the park, so does mine.
He's 17 years old. Yeah, but also, like, how do you feel about that?
What?
Doctor, shut up, dude. Stop being mean to me. I don't even have a personality yet. You know, you're 16, you're trying to just like, you're sifting, you have no idea what the fuck's happening. You're going to yell at me because you're supposed to be doctor? Fuck am I supposed to know? Also, who cares?
It's also like, it's like, if we're at a doctor's office and you say that.
That's fine.
Totally, totally.
If you're wearing, if you have a stethoscope around your fucking neck, right? And you have a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And what is it? A white coat, whatever the fuck. They don't even wear those anymore, by the way. There's no white coats anymore. If you're at the, maybe the, no, they don't. There's no white coats anymore. You go to a hospital, right?
They dress like fucking In-N-Out employees.
They do. They have the fucking hats.
Yeah.
What do you want? My gallbladder's on the ground. Help me.
God damn. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn. Dude, contrast therapy. I've done it. You've been doing it for a while. You've been preaching about it.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's nice. You ever have those moments you go, that person is right. I would love to try that. And you just never do it.
All the time.
But I just woke up and I was like, man, Trevor's been yelling about this. Yelling. Not yelling. Been telling me to do it. And I'm like, ah, fuck it. And I just did it. Oh my God.
You know what it is? It's just like, not only does it feel great, but it's also just like you time. It's alone time where you're just like stepping away from like work. And it goes by so quick.
It does. How long do you do it for?
In the cold, the bath, or the whole total?
The whole total.
Like an hour.
Oh yeah, the hour's great.
Do like 50 minutes in the sauna, hit the tub for like 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Then sauna again, tub, sauna real quick, dry off.
Me too. Did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
How long do you do the tub for?
Most of mine was like 3 minutes and like 15 seconds.
Couldn't even last that long.
Really?
It was 40 degrees in that bitch.
Yeah.
40.
Were hands and feet in?
Well, yeah, everything. I mean, up to my neck.
Yeah, so they gave me a pro tip, leave your hands out.
Oh, you know what I did? Good idea. But you know what I did? I just closed my fists. Mm. I made fists, closed my fists.
So funny, just being in the ice, like fucking bitch.
I was. I literally was like, and I, in my head, my fucking, I was yelling at myself, don't be a bitch, don't be a bitch, don't be a bitch.
Yeah. Well, what I would do is I'd be like, all right, 10 more seconds. Then I'd do those 10 seconds. I'd be like, dude, come on. If you did that 10, you did another 10.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you get out of there and you're like rattled to the core.
Yeah,
like,
I am a god.
Titanic shit.
Dude, they should have a fucking stepdad in there, like an actual person. Like, don't be a bitch. Don't be. Just yelling at you. I'm saying that bitch for 17 minutes.
It's, dude, put Belichick in there.
And with his wife.
Yes. But yeah, it's nice. The fucked part is you feel so good.
Yep.
And then you get in a car.
Yep.
And then you hit one stoplight and you're like, what the fuck?
Dude.
Already out the window.
Buddy, what happened? What? I mean, I had a good 30 minutes of just euphoria. You ever seen that show? It's a good show. Euphoria. Yeah. And then everything just came back. But I will say that hour and 30, whatever the fuck, 2 hours was just, I mean, what a way to start a day. Holy.
Great way to start the day is what I'm trying
fuck.
To say. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Nothing else mattered at that point.
It's nice.
And you feel like you accomplished something.
Yeah. I just feel like it was a great way to kind of start the day. I mean, you're throwing yourself in cold ass water. Like, It'll start the day. It's like putting the fucking clamps in your nips.
You ever done that?
No.
You ever been with a girl who loves getting their nips clamped? Like pinched?
I don't know. I
always slip off.
I saw a girl briefly who liked when I'd bite her nipples.
Hard?
And I was like, is there about to be some milk finna coming out of here?
Or blood.
Nibble, nibble. No, you?
Yeah.
Nipple pinch?
Nibble pinch. But I don't know what the fuck's wrong with my hands. I can't hold on. They always just pop off. Like, I can't
get... Does she have small nipples or do you have small hands?
I think I have small hands, but I can't... It's not like I can't get around it. I pinch and then it slowly just gets
off. How long are they?
My hands are the nipples.
The nips. What do you mean they fall off?
Like, I get it. I get it and I can't hold on.
I think there's like
for a little bit. I can hold on for like 15 seconds, but it inevitably just goes and just slowly gets off. I need like Velcro in my hands.
Okay.
Or like two catcher's mitts.
Yeah.
Womp. But I can't go hard enough.
On the nips?
I want to fucking do it. I want to fucking just.
But doesn't that hurt them?
No, they like it. I mean, they is crazy. I mean, certain women like it.
The nipple?
The clamps I need to buy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You were telling us about a story?
Yes,
so,
thank you.
So, okay, so funny story here, but there's a whole other chapter that'll be on Patreon on Friday. Patreon.com/SuccessFulZuckPod. You get it.
Yeah. I can't talk about it on Instagram. Go on Patreon. Anyways, okay. So, quick catch up.
Quick mustard.
Come here. Come here. I think you guys have to kiss.
Pinch my nipples.
You have to actually kiss them.
That was insane.
To make out.
I think we're like... Yeah, that's crazy. I think we're like one for one in the sense of like the same like comedian, like it's the same thing. Like if you cancel on a gig and I fill in, they'd be like, we had no idea.
No difference.
Yeah. They both are yelling and doing things with their hands.
Yeah, he called women bitch less, but that's what it is.
Who, me or you?
I think you would call women bitches less than me.
Oh, damn. All right.
Oh.
Bitch.
Me?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
No, to a woman.
So I went to Mexico for my girlfriend.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Aruda stress, biblioteca. So I went to Mexico for my girlfriend's cousin's wedding. Beautiful, beautiful event. Again, guys, I went into crazy detail on Patreon. Go, but whatever.
Yeah, baby, yeah, baby.
So I went. We stayed in the same hotel villa, if you will. It's a 3-bedroom villa that we stayed in. I didn't pay for it. Relax. But so you know, girlfriend and I were getting a little right and. Yeah, BlueChew.com, promo code, you know what it is. And so it brought a little vibration, if you guys don't know what that is.
Hey now.
On the clitoris.
Hey now.
So, you know, late at night, parents are in the next room. We're getting a little into it. Take out the vibrator. For some reason, guys, I don't know if you know this, but when in the dead of the night, it's fucking silent. So take the vibrator. Dude, it is, you ever like... Ooh, this is a good example. You ever like eat chips and you're chewing and it's so fucking loud? You're like, dude, Connecticut can hear me.
Yeah.
They hear the chips.
I remember being in detention and my mom would always give me kettle chips and I'd be mad at her for giving me the loudest chips because I'd be in detention in high school and be so Miss Rhonda's class.
Bitch.
Actual. Is she still with us? I don't know.
Who cares? I hope she's gone.
Oh my God.
Thanos that bitch.
She was insane. But I would be in detention at lunch and I would take a bite and it would,
kettle chips need to fucking relax.
Kettle chips be
cocked up. You gotta dip it in the ocean so I can fucking eat it?
Cocked up. Yeah, I would like, I put like spit on. Yeah, I would literally fucking hock to a goddamn kettle chip.
Is she gone with, where is she at?
I don't know.
Okay.
What would you get detention for?
Oh yeah.
All types of shit. Her class specifically, playing with tech decks. Her class.
Tech decks.
Dude, she was gnarly. I've told this story before. We'd be, what the fuck? Yeah. No, girls would see me in tech deck and be like, what else can you do with those fingers?
Never.
Dude, tech decks were, what?
I don't know. Tech decks were not big in my school.
I still don't know how to finger, so I just retracted everything I said.
Just shove it in there and find the ball.
Here. The ball. The ball? There is kind of like a.
I know.
What is that?
It's the clit.
In there?
Fucking Jesus Christ. This is the spot. I don't know how to sex.
Dude, you're like an older brother right now. Just fucking get in there and find the fucking
idiot.
Atlantic. Swim around, pussy.
What?
I would get detention for tech decking, but this is when tech decks were big. Okay. And the science book, for whatever reason, was a thick boy, so you could fucking like go up, pop, shove it onto there, do it, whatever. Or this was also the class where you'd fold pieces of paper into like a V really dense and take a rubber band.
Yes.
At the back.
That bitch.
at the back of somebody's calves when they're least expecting.
Oh, I mean, dude, just the sound that these motherfuckers would make. It would sound like a dying dolphin.
Dude, because we would do it when they'd be reading.
Correct. Popcorn reading just in the back. I mean, dude.
So they'd be like, the meiosis is connected to my... Oh! And she would stand up, and she had this, like, kid and play ass haircut. And she... You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, kind of a flat top.
I get it. I got it.
And she would... Who did that? And then everybody would be laughing, and the one kid who wasn't laughing was clearly the kid who did it.
Yeah, he's like holding the rubber band. Get rid of it, you idiot.
So I'd be in detention for that a lot. Certified.
Idiot.
Strict. Like, dude, she was running that shit. Like, we were deploying that night. She was running a tight shit. Dude.
Oh, kettle chips.
Eating chips, yes. Department. So light, department. Late night. So late you're night. On the vibration vacation.
So in the dead of the night, there's no fucking sounds. But like Mexican
not
cats
coming
going,
from your room.
Two pussies. So,
oh,
you know?
Hello.
They got stray dogs, but those dogs are living life, dog.
You could like save it. Like, why are you locking me up?
That's what I mean. They're
what
like,
am I going to jail for?
You kidding me? Like huskies are just, we would walk in and just dogs are running, not running, but like walking. They're walking like they're late for work.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever. No, seriously. A husky, we were going to get coffee and in San Miguel, there's like the sidewalks are very, very short. Like short. She's like not wide. What are they? Skinny?
Thin?
What is it called?
Thin?
Thin. Like my dick. Thin. Dude, go to Blue Chew. Anyways, so we're walking single file. Guys, get back to the story. Everyone relax. We're walking single file. Husky just literally walking fast. You know huskies like walk fast as fuck? Anyone? Whatever. They walk fast.
You had one for a day.
I did. And I returned that bitch.
A husky in Mexico is fucked up.
Oh, hot I know. Weather. Yeah. I know. But it was walking so fast, it didn't give a fuck about us. Like it literally, it was like going to Planned Parenthood. Like it was late for something. Back to the story. So we take out the buzz machine. Mm-hmm. Dead at night. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happening.
Charged
it is
up.
It's charged to the fucking max. Yeah. It is making sounds. It sounds like there's 19 people's phones ringing at one time. It is.
Is it?
Fucking
is it
terrible.
A constant or is it like? Or is it just like?
That. That.
It's so funny like, to go on vacation beforehand. You're like, okay, charge my AirPods, charge my Apple Watch, charge the vibration station.
You have to. So it's going off. And I'm like, and the parents are 15 feet away in the other room.
Really?
So in my head, I'm like, everyone, it's like the chip thing. It's like the kettle chips. I'm like, they can definitely hear us, even though it's late.
Yeah.
But you know what? To my fucking rescue, for some reason, fireworks start going off. Actual firework. It sounds like it's Vietnam. Just wah, wah, fuck it. And I was so excited.
The fireworks are yelling?
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
But I've never been so excited because fireworks are average to me. Fight me. I don't care. Fireworks are average.
Yeah.
First of all, shut up. Second of all, I'm not in fourth grade. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the blue one. I don't care.
Oh, it disappeared. Where'd it go? There it is.
Yeah, give me a shot of tequila and a fucking gun. It's the only thing. I mean, what's even happening?
Yeah, I like the drone ones that like make like different shapes and
they
shit.
They do.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But it's not really an end to the story. But I was just so fucking excited that there were fireworks. And then fireworks woke everybody up. So it ended not, I mean, we got it going, but.
How do you know everybody woke up?
Excuse me?
How do you know everybody?
I heard people.
Oh, rummaging around the villa?
Yeah, walking around, getting water, woke everyone up. I mean, I'm talking about, guys, I'm not talking about like, oh, bang, bang, boom, boom. I'm talking about they were lighting fireworks. Yes, that was actually fucking really good. It was like for real good.
I auditioned for America's Got Talent.
And?
I do fireworks.
And? That was a big one.
Yeah, that was the grand finale.
Yeah. But they were letting them next to the hotel. Not a mile.
And what time was this at?
3 a.m.
What the fuck?
They started, apparently it was like a in that week of that we went, they every single church in the area had their own night to like commemorate their like patron saint or something like that. And so they would light fireworks to celebrate their saint. But they would do it until 7 a.m. I don't mean to curse and talk about saints in the same sentence. Doesn't matter. God's not real. But
just say New Orleans.
New Orleans. But yeah, so until 7 a.m. So it went from me freaking out that the vibration was too loud to them having World War II outside.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But you had World War II inside.
I was trying to get it. Oh, hey, now.
Yeah, bayonet.
Oh, God damn.
So then what happened?
Fireworks on the clit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grand finale.
Yeah.
Splish splash.
Taking a bath.
I was just going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mustard.
So, did you get, you finished? Your own fireworks?
Everything, we all finished. But I've never been so happy for fireworks in my life. Because I was so nervous about the little buzz. And then it just became, it was wartime. It was wartime.
And
storming the beach of Normandy.
Yeah. And up until then, were you going for it, but just without vibe?
No, we were just, the vibe started and it was just so fucking loud. Like but at some point.
No TV on or anything?
I mean, that's probably a good point. We should have turned the TV on. But yeah. You know, when you're in it, it's like, what's even going on?
Yeah.
What are you gonna turn on? Fucking Roku City? I don't give a shit.
With the walls thick?
Yeah, I mean, I that's
well, you gotta bang the wall and go, can you hear us fucking or no?
That's a good plan.
And then they're like, huh? And you go, great.
Great. Yeah.
And
I
they
mean,
knock back, say the same thing.
I'll leave it in.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking in a villa.
Yeah,
what are you gonna get a villa to get a hand job?
You know how I feel about hand jobs.
Yeah.
Number one. Head or hand jobs? Rest of your life. Yep. Oh, your head.
Head.
I'm hand job, not even close. You guys all know this. I don't know why I'm saying this again.
Maybe when I'm older.
Sometimes. Yeah. Dude, nothing about it. Just a fucking, just sitting back, just getting diddy juice all over your cock.
baby oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, if you had baby oil and called it diddy juice, holy
you
fuck.
Would sell numbers on the TikTok shop.
Numbers.
You'd be like, oh, look at this new viral. You got to try the new diddy juice.
Oh, God. Slip and slide.
DJs.
Oh, my God.
Pulp Free.
Pulp Fiction. You ever seen that movie?
I have.
Really?
Hot lady.
Who?
The heroin girl. The girl.
Yes, with the fucking little blood.
Yes.
Fuck.
It's funny that there's like a lot of things coming out with Diddy and yeah. One of the main.
Oh, is it funny?
Okay.
You find this funny?
No, let me retake
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
But one of the main things is, because we talked about Kid Cudi on Patreon.
Yeah.
About all the messed up things P. Diddy did. But
first of all, it's really funny that his name is Kid. Go ahead.
Fair enough. But one of these things from the test.
Yeah. I didn't want a fair enough. I wanted a laugh. That's crazy. It's crazy to be at the fucking laugh actor, hit a punchline, and then 120 people go, fair enough. That's when I leave, go get all the rubs from Home Depot, wrap it around my whole body like a fucking mummy, and just jump off just anything. Anything.
But one of his testimony was that he puts applesauce on his cheeseburgers.
That's
the most normal thing out of this case.
That's crazy. Actually, yeah. I was going to say the quite opposite. That is the most abnormal thing of this case.
You think that's the craziest
yep.
or the least crazy?
This is the craziest.
What yep. I say? Least crazy, right?
This is the craziest thing in the world.
Honestly, that sounds kind of fire.
No. Applesauce on a burger?
I would legit try that right now.
Because you're just hungry.
I'm starving.
Me too. But it's not good. You never request
a little
it.
Sweet and salty?
Applesauce on a burger is insane.
No, it's not. Okay, you're Jewish.
It's like a Hawaiian punch on a fucking hot dog. No, don't give me that face.
No, but okay, you're a Jewish man, right?
Yes.
You've had latkes before?
Ashlam Aleichem. Wrong.
Muy bien. You've had a lot of kids before, right?
Yes.
You ever put applesauce on it?
Oh, fuck, you're right.
A little salty, a little crispy.
God damn
on like
it.
A smash
this
burger?
Was, this was a, such a good, yes.
I don't know if it's a great look to be siding with this guy, but no, if no. somebody gave me a bite of this, I'd be like, holy shit. It wouldn't be good, but I don't think it'd be bad.
If someone gave me this, I would say, uh-uh. It's kind of the funniest thing I've ever said in my life.
Fair enough.
Go ahead, say it, Jack. Fair enough. Oh, fuck, you already did the joke. What? I'm going to bang my head on this fucking table.
Blue Chew. So wait, can we read what, like, how did he request it?
Yeah, this is hilarious. So during the sex trafficking trial, one of the ex-employees was talking about how he used to use his black Amex card for baby oil to yacht rentals and luxury villas. And when the defense lawyer questioned if those items included applesauce, he said, yes, Mr. Combs loves applesauce and eats it on the side or top of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers, they asked, and he said cheeseburgers being one of them. Combs is also obsessed with ketchup. Just so random.
What the fuck is this case?
I don't know.
This is literally like a rap generator case.
Can you, what does that one say?
Ketchup was a big item that he always needed for his food. So it was just consistency to create a consistent environment for whatever he was.
It's so insane. There's victims in the back being like, yeah, this is important.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's talk about relish next, you fucking idiot.
Heinz 57?
I mean, it's insane. What about A1 sauce? Shut up and get to the actual
shit
that matters.
This is an employee who's trying to like add his 2 cents to the, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I got some tea for you guys. You ever heard of Mott's?
I mean, it's,
I
yeah.
don't know. I'd put on a lot of things.
Dude, applesauce?
You ever think he ever like, you put applesauce on some tits?
Do I think that he did that? Sir.
This guy, I mean, he was just looking for anything. What's the most... Oh, I don't want to go down there.
I mean, he put applesauce on everything. A burger, Bieber's feet. I mean, it was...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so what I think they're implying is that he used to use, like, applesauce and ketchup as lube as well. Like, if he's going to put it on a cheeseburger, he's going to put it on people.
Dude, ketchup is awful. You ever feel how sticky your hands are after, like, a barbecue?
Yeah.
There's so many other things you could use.
This dude was so far off the fucking Richter scale. I mean, he... Dude, if you get all the way to ketchup... It's, I mean, what's even going on?
He's jerking off like he's on a stranded island.
Yeah. He's fucking Wilson like that one Tom Hanks movie.
Did this guy do anything normal?
No.
No.
No. He killed Tupac.
Is that confirmed?
Sir.
I don't know
either. I have no idea about anything. That's wild, though. That's insane. What's the weirdest thing you've ever put on a burger?
Something. I order like an idiot. Probably like apple slices.
Ooh. Yeah, that, you know what's so funny? Is applesauce sounds awful, but apples doesn't sound bad at all.
Crisp.
Yeah.
The sauce is a mess and it's a whole fucking thing.
You know but what I hate? Eggs on a burger. When they put the fucking, the sunny side up egg, you take one bite, it comes fucking juice. Like,
and it never goes forward.
No.
It always comes out the ass.
Yeah, out the ass.
It's like, oh, fuck, I can't hold it anymore.
Yeah. All over your
all of your plate. Then it goes all over the fries.
Fucking egg abortions all over your hands. What's even going on?
But I think I've told the story before. One time I wanted eggs at a restaurant. They're like, yeah, we stopped serving breakfast, you know, 30 minutes ago. And I go, okay, but the burger with the egg, can I get the egg on the side? And they were like, yeah. Guess what, idiots? Breakfast is still served. There's a
so
fried
dumb.
Egg on my plate, and it ain't breakfast, bitch.
Everyone's so dumb. Dude, there's a restaurant that it makes me insane. When I go, can I have modify something? They go, no.
We don't do modifications.
That's interesting.
Oh, I don't do tips.
That's interesting.
So now what?
That's interesting.
Goddamn. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
But it's the loophole shit.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're using AI, you can't be like, you know, give me, you can't like use like celebrities, like you can't use their name and likeness, but you can be like, you can like word it differently to be like, give me the guy who wrote Power, the song, doing this. And then they're like, oh, like if you put, there's so many loopholes in any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I think I've already got a bit, but like, dog, I'm paying for it. You're talking about you can't put the barbecue sauce on the side. What are you talking about? It's not pre-made, bitch. Just put it on the fucking side. Yeah. Oh, the chef. Hey, interesting. Because the chef is not fucking eating this. I am. I don't give a fuck what the chef's pouted. Oh, Jean-Georges made it. Here's something interesting. Take the knife that's on my fucking, stab him. Kill the chef, and then put the barbecue sauce inside. Now we solved the issue. Fucking idiot. This burger is $19.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest burger I ever said. This fucking burger is $29. $29!
Oh, we actually can't, we can't take the onion and we can't make it.
Yes, you can. You know why?
Stop with the cans.
Yeah, yeah.
Optimistic. Take an ice bath.
Yes. Dude, if you, I don't like to do anything. If you ask me anything after an ice bath, I'm going to say yes.
Mm.
Do you like dudes? Yes. Before the ice bath. Also, dude, in Mexico, there's like, there's that like whole fear of like the not water being contaminated, but like water that's that if you don't drink it all the time, it's gonna like upset your stomach or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting that every single time I'd like look around and like my girlfriend speaks Spanish. So I'd just be like, in my head, dude, if I don't know the language of the country that I'm in, I feel like I'm just so fucking lost. I have a menu that's in English and I look at my girlfriend and I'm like, what should I get? Read the fucking menu, you white idiot.
You.
Me.
Yes.
But I
mean, yeah, but like, you want her expertise if she's like, oh, I, you know, maybe, like, this is your chance to try some real authentic shit. Knowing you, you're probably like, churros and guacamole. Yeah.
I had so much guacamole. If the thought of having guacamole around makes me want to literally take out my stomach and throw it into traffic.
What was the best food you had out there?
Pussy. No. You knew it. You should have said it with me. What is the best food I had out there? Buddy, they had fucking empanadas that would make me fist myself and turn me into a puppet. It was so, I don't even know it was inside. Yeah. I didn't even care.
Yeah.
It was just cooked to perfection. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What's even happening? At the wedding, this is going to sound gross to everyone because it sounded gross to me. At like, I don't know, 1 a.m.
Applesauce.
I wish. Applesauce is, do you like applesauce?
Cold.
Buddy, cold applesauce, you put a little bit of cinnamon in it.
Oh.
Oh my bitch.
Somebody already chewed this up. I'm a little baby bird,
yeah.
Bitch. Feed it to me, mama.
Throw up in my mouth, mama.
Yeah. 1 a.m. Wedding.
1 a.m. They start passing out. You know they have the late night snacks when you're at a wedding?
Yeah.
They start passing out and, you know, yell at me if you want. They start passing out corn soup. And my girlfriend takes the corn soup, starts eating it. We are sweating.
Yeah.
Hot. We've been dancing for 2 straight hours.
Ooh, salsa picante.
Oh, rato con amiatos, right?
Sure.
Did I say miata?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Zoom, zoom.
So she starts eating it. I'm like, what are you eating? She goes, corn soup. Those words shouldn't be together.
Nah.
Especially in the heat. Phenomenal, though.
Oh, I'm positive. But like, have gazpacho. Corn soup?
But that's the ender? When you're talking with a wedding planner, they're like, then 1 a.m. is going to hit. What do you want to quiet the night down with?
My boy, that's...
Clam fucking chowder.
I didn't even think about that.
I thought that's what the story was going with it. Yeah. That's your grand finale?
Correct.
I'm about to use a vibrator on my girlfriend after she eats corn soup?
Yeah.
God, it's going to be some popcorn down there.
Hey!
It's a crazy ender.
Name Orville. Hedenbacher.
Oh. I know they have corn ice cream in Mexico.
What?
Corn ice cream.
I will say elote is the best. Oh my God.
What is it?
Fucking elote.
I don't know what that is.
when they take the corn and they put and they like grill it and they put the cheese and then with the tahini on it.
Bitch!
Oh my god! Do you know what I got the other day? Was just driving by and I wanted some fruit with some chamoy and tahini on it. Yep. And I got some. Oh my god!
Yeah, the fruit on the side of the
fucking road, dude. If I was any horner, I would have
piped the mango
smoothie.
Down.
So fucking
dude, the
good.
Place where I always go hiking, they have a stand right there.
Yeah.
Oh my fuck.
So good.
Dude, me and
that's my advice. If you ever visit California and see a fruit stand,
just stop. Stop. I know you think you shouldn't. Dude. You should.
And they give you like this giant tub for like $7.
And it's so cold.
It's so cold.
How do they keep
fresh
it cold?
Ice, Michael.
Oh. He just cuts the podcast, just never stop. Just done podcast after that.
Cops kicking the door.
But me and Gigi, the place we go hiking. Cops in America. Dude, I would have loved to bring her to Mexico. That's her homeland.
Is she?
Yeah, she's Mexican. She's in Chihuahua. Chihuahua, Mexico.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bam.
Anyways, so where we go hiking, they have a fruit stand and then right
next to Gigi, more like Jar Jar.
I understand that joke.
That's worse than Fair Enough. I understand what you're saying. I get it now.
But right next to the fruit stand, there's treats. So we both get a treat at the end of the hike.
Really?
It feels like a most bonding experience. I'm leaving Gigi.
Share it in your mouth, her mouth.
Yeah. I'm eating, but then she's also eating. I'm like, hey, bitch. We're doing it. It's a bonding experience.
That's great.
Calling your dog a bitch is funny.
It's true.
It is true.
If it's a guy dog, messed up. Girl dog,
correct.
Accurate.
Why? Where did that come from? Because some Gronk, GPT, that shit. Where did bitch come for dogs? Is it like a German name for a dog? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where'd that come from? What are the etymology? First of all, that sounds delicious.
Old English of the word
B-I-C-C-E.
I understand.
Female dog. It does mean. B-I-C-C-E is how they used to say it.
B-I-C-C-E? Oh, in Old English?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Old English? I mean, like.
It grew up. And the show. Roll the credits. Writers for the Stiff Socks podcast, 30,000.
But isn't it funny that it's just like they had Old English, we all learned it like back in the day, and then all of a sudden we're like, fuck it, no. Like they wrote books in Old English, and then we just, it's some way we're like, no, go kill yourself.
New English.
Like in you read Shakespeare, it's in English, and you go, what is happening in this?
Do you think people showed up on Word Day and three people brought there, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. But mine is an I.
We can respell it, yeah.
Mine is an I. Shut up. Oh. Is that how you can tell your kid there that has an I in it that means it's mine. Mine. Did I come up with this or is that something that...
There's got to be some little fucking lullaby.
But I don't know it. I still don't know it. Yeah, I know the... You know what? When I don't know? The then and then. Like the one means time and one means comparison.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
I don't think you need to know this shit anymore. Your phone just does it for you.
No, sometimes it doesn't. But do you know the difference? I don't. One's
then
time and
then.
And
one's like less than. Like you're using less than.
Yeah.
T-H-A-N. Then is a place and time.
Well, how do you know that? Well, how do you know the A and the E? Which one? What?
I just said.
But you said, okay, go ahead.
Like less than. Oh, like you gave me, like you have less than $12 left.
No, but word. But so that example is a. Which one?
A.
Oh, but how do you know that? Like how would you know that?
I'm not dumb. No, my mom.
Now in the podcast.
And I don't know if I'm right. I hope
you are.
My mom was
literally.
My mom was a grammar Kanye growing up, and she would really leave it in.
Leave it in.
My mom would like. She still to this day will screenshot like an Instagram post that I put up and be like, "Hey, you spelled this caption wrong." I'm like, "It's already live.
It's already live. Don't tell me that."
It's but very. I mean, she was a journalist for so long.
Oof. Do you think you're better at grammar because of your mom?
Yes and no, but still, there's days where I'm like if it's a possessive s, I'm like, "Where the hell?" It feels crazy to put an apostrophe after the word.
Yeah, what's even happening?
And I never know what's inches versus feet when it's like you do one.
I know.
What is it?
You said feet
is one.
That's
what
I know.
There you go. Feet is one. Inches is two.
Yes.
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app.
Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Goddamn.
What did my mom write about? What did my mom write about?
Yeah.
Food.
Oh, really?
Food writer, yeah.
Oh, wow. Soup.
All the time. She still does freelance stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's why he had amazing meals growing up.
Yeah.
And I had cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, that's a good gig. You probably got like free food as a kid. Like,
well, you always get free food at home. Was your mom charging you for dinner? Where's your food stamps?
But would she take you to nice restaurants?
My mom hated going out. She'd rather cook at home. My mom, we would like, me and my dad and my sister would all be like, we want to go to this place. Like, you guys know like Soup Plantation or like or some tomatoes? Sweet tomatoes, one of those places.
I don't know the tomato one. I know Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation.
Yeah.
Me and my sister and my dad would love to go there for whatever reason. That was like my dad's Ohio side shining. And mom would be like, this food is so trash. I can make better food like this at home.
Yep.
And for birthday, she'd be like, you can either go out to a restaurant or I can like make you whatever you want at home. And like, she'd always just love to cook for us because it's just, there's more like love and care in it.
It also tastes way better and it's way cheaper.
It's phenomenal, dude. Dude, my dad. She'll like drop off meals to me like now. It's like the sweetest thing in the world.
Sweetest thing in the world. Oh my God.
Because I told her I didn't have enough time to like cook and eat with all the schedule, and like one day she showed up with like literally, I kid you not, like 5 pounds of meatloaf.
I frozen, I love her.
Already diced up. It's so fucking good. My mom is like a saint in my life.
Gosh, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Then my dad shows up. He's like, I brought you a bike helmet and a sunny side up. Hey, I fell out of my burger.
You want to go to a Dead concert?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Jack, what were you eating at the crib?
The microwave, it was in a blue tin. It would have the brownie. It would have the steak.
Hungry Man.
Kids Cuisine or was it Hungry Man?
I don't think it was Hungry Man.
Kids Cuisine.
Kids Cuisine.
Look at the photo of a Kids Cuisine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those brownies were so fucking good.
God, they were so good.
There was no reason that the corn and the brownie ever needed to be at the same temperature level.
Stop it.
Oh my God. These were the best.
That was it.
Dude, yeah. Zoom in.
Oh, wow.
Where the fuck's the brownie? Cookies now? Fucking goddamn tariffs. Yes. Dude, and those tenders were like...
Oh, they were so good.
Oh, my God.
Who the hell was that guy on the front? Why is Spider-Man hot?
He's fucking packing. He's way too hot. We should actually do a video for our socials that's eating Kids Cuisines and like Lunchables.
Yes.
Like nostalgia. Like the taste of a Lunchable brings you the fuck back.
Dude,
it's
a peach
insane.
A Lunchable, I would fight everyone in this room for one bite. A peach Lunchable is... A pizza Lunchable is... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you ever try to cook a Lunchable? It sucked. Like microwave it?
You cook it.
I'm like just curious. To make it a pizza?
I never thought about that.
There is a pizza place. I don't know where it is, but again, for the 80th millionth time on this podcast, I've said this. I saw on TikTok where they serve it to you with cold cheese on it. They bake the crust, put sauce on it, and then they bake the crust. Bake the crust, and then afterwards they put cold sauce and cold cheese on it. It's an adult lunch bowl, and like people like love it.
I mean,
it kind of
sounds
good.
Not kind of.
If Diddy would have found out about it, would have fucked it.
Doesn't have applesauce on it. What's the weirdest thing Diddy fucked?
Thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a thing.
It's true.
I think you put his cock between two vibrating iPhones.
Dude, the Hunger Mans, I would fuck.
Hunger Mans are still phenomenal to this
day. They are. And I would have the pork fucking barbecue one. So good.
Also, corn dogs. I would eat a lot of corn dogs.
Corn dogs are great.
I never really had corn dogs.
Our after school snack was these like miniature pizzas from Costco at the freezer section.
Yeah.
Oh my seven Costco pizza.
We had mini bagel bites as our like after school.
Bagel bites are great.
That's it?
Yeah, like those.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, and it was a luxury if mom turned on the oven for it.
Yeah.
It was always in the microwave. But if you gave it the time, dude, that's so
those pizza bagels, fuck.
Did you guys ever learn to cook, or did you kind of just like figure it out yourself?
I would figure it out myself.
I would help my mom a lot cook in the kitchen, like just messing around. Mm-hmm. Or I'd want to like do what she was doing. I'd make like a mini version.
My mom just worked full time, dog. So if you're hungry, fucking do it yourself. It was a very like, yeah, not like dinner, but like any snacks. Or she's like, which kind of helped me out in the long run.
Were bagel bites good, or were they just nostalgic? Because all I remember was just getting a bukkake full mouth of sauce and maybe cheese. Like you would bite it and the bun would burn your tongue and then the sauce would burn the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just like an Italian gusher.
You know what's crazy? You would eat it. It would burn the top and the bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
And you would chew it all. And you know what you do next? Eat another
one. What I learned on the last time. But by the time
it's like getting waterboarded as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouthboarded. Could have been better, but.
It's okay.
But by the time you got to the last like two of eight, those ones were finally cold.
Yeah.
But you also burned your mouth, so it didn't even matter.
Yeah, dude, burn your mouth is insane. Stop it.
God, fuck.
Oh, you know what I eat so much as a kid? Like so much is Hamburger Helper. Mm. You guys ever had that as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Hamburger Helper or Tuna Helper?
Dude, we had these frozen like pretzels you get from like Costco too. Like the ones you get from like a mall, but it'd be frozen. You put them in the microwave for like 30 seconds. You put water on it, put some salt on it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Those were so fucking good. God, just carbs.
Ugh. But like I would eat one and get more abs because I was like 11 years old.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Your body, boom.
Speaking of food, have you ever seen the cheese, when they throw the cheese down the hill? It happens every year in England.
Wisconsin? Oh.
It's a race to the bottom. They throw a cheese wheel and it's a race to the bottom and whoever gets there first wins the cheese. I want to show you a video of it.
What the hell type of mouse shit is this?
This happened yesterday. It usually happens on Memorial Day weekend. They don't have Memorial Day.
I'm worried about the wrong cheddar.
So they rolled the cheese down and then these guys run after it.
Oh, I mean, really? Get a PlayStation.
Oh my God. That guy is dead.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Over cheese?
Dude, I mean.
There's no way this is. It's all for just that cheese and you get to keep it. That's it?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Imagine getting CTE over Swiss.
Dude, this guy is leaving the bar at 2 a.m.
That guy does not know where he is.
Dude, those guys were flying.
I mean, that was crazy.
How are you preparing for that?
A helmet.
I'm putting a kite on my back and jumping. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Dude, what's going to happen is going to be really sad. Somebody's going to unalive themselves on accident doing this, and literally they're going to have to stop it.
You, mate. What's your name, sorry?
Lewis Alexander Robertson.
Was this filmed on a block of cheese? Why is it so shitty?
Run. Everyone's on their bum at first. I've watched all the videos. Everyone's on their bum, and you know they're so scared at the top. That's where they go wrong. Yes, that is your moment to strike.
Can you pause it? You know this dude is literally going to have a kid one day.
One day? He has seven already.
These guys were definitely in a Bonnie Blue video before.
Oh, my God. But look at the gate where they end. It's not even, like, padded. And then they're climbing up the hill to go back home with no cheese.
Buddy, no wonder we beat them in a war.
We just have Kraft singles where we're like, get away!
Oh, they're going to catch him.
Nothing.
I mean, buddy, you know what happens?
Nothing in life is worth this.
Buddy, this is what happens when you don't have football.
Bro.
What's even happening?
Oh, she's going to get it.
What happens if you get it? I mean, you're dead.
Okay. For cheese. There's no cash prize, or what is it?
It's just the cheese.
What do you do with that? Have a charcuterie board? Wait, and they throw it?
They throw it into a race switch.
Bro, this is so funny.
Dude, literally even mice are like these fucking idiots.
No helmet, no nothing. This is unreal.
You know what's crazy? Is I just stay at the top and just turn around and go to a store and spend $22 on cheese.
I buy my own wheel and then fake throw it. They all go, die, and then I go. Actually, not good. Or be like, guys, look, throw it behind me, and then I go.
Oh, right. I would just hold on to it and just
leave. Look at those mountains. That's literally where they just did this shit at.
That's so insane.
Is there anything in life you'd go down a hill like that for?
Not even my own child. if they threw my own kid down there, I'd be like, great, he'll stop eventually. I'm not going down the fucking hill. Literally nothing.
Imagine not your body. Thing. What?
Shambles.
Oh my God.
Spraining my ankle, MCL is on the ground, calf gone, hamstring disintegrated.
For a block of cheese. Literally. What's a block of cheese go for these days? $37?
I mean, at most. These fucking idiots are doing euros. Who gives a shit?
Oh my God.
Dude, here's the thing. It's crazy. In 17 years, motherfuckers gonna be hobbling around and go, oh, wow, what, a soccer injury? He goes, no, mozzarella.
Yeah,
what
Swiss.
What are you talking about?
Gouda. That's unreal.
Unreal. Makes me so mad.
What would be the American version of that? What would they throw down?
Like, literally, I mean, just,
a gun?
Gun, maybe. Like a,
honestly, like an RC car.
Yeah, like a one-year subscription to OnlyFans. What would Americans, like, for real, what would Americans really, I mean, honestly, Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's like a year subscription of something.
Honestly, like a Chipotle platinum card for a year.
I would roll down a hill for that.
Really?
Dude, a year? Holy a year?
Yeah.
I love Chipotle. Dude, they have, Chipotle has, sounds like an ad. Chipotle has this new honey chicken. Have you had it yet?
No, it's good.
Oh my fucking really? God. Sir, oh my God. It's really? All I've been eating on the road. Literally a salad bowl, double honey, whatever the fuck chicken, some corn, a little bit of sour cream. I mean, literally kill yourself. It is.
No rice, no, just literally salad?
That's it.
So you're just getting a salad essentially?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the lettuce.
Oh, really?
It's dense.
It is pretty dense. But I mean, the chicken is so good. It doesn't matter.
I'll try it.
Oh, you have to.
You get the vinaigrette on it or no?
No, dude, it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need anything.
You're eating a dry salad?
No, it's not dry because the chicken, it's like chicken, honey, chicken, barbecue, whatever. So it has sauce on the chicken.
But
so it's
the
enough.
Leaves.
No, it has enough sauce to cover everything.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's enough sauce. It's moist enough.
Put some applesauce on it.
We should.
I would try it.
You should. It's
not
so good.
Glazing them at all, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Chipotle, dude. Fucking. Yeah, dude, this guy has been getting absolutely cooked online and I don't know why. But can we watch this?
Here in the suburb, with a kid on the way in three. Convincing yourself you're living the American dream. And I'll be dancing on couch. Kid who got it all wrong. Convincing myself one day I'll write a love song.
What's funny is if he didn't have a guitar, you'd be like, this man is just definitely on methamphetamines.
Yeah.
The fit, the stomping. Yeah. This guy is somewhere deep in Washington.
Yeah. The fact that no one threw him a dollar is insane.
I just feel bad for that. He's getting absolutely cooked online for this. Yeah, I don't know. It's just very, it's very modern day, kind of like folky and the stomping. And also, those are the brightest flashlights I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know what it is, dude? It's just because he's trying too hard.
Mm.
If he was like in a studio and wasn't jumping around, it wasn't trying to like, it. His voice is not that bad.
Yeah, it's annoying that he didn't use the guitar though.
Excuse me?
He didn't use the guitar. Like he strummed one thing.
Oh, true. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. People are.
Where's
the original video?
That was it.
That was it.
It's not even a million views.
No, that's likes.
Oh, I'm dumb as shit. How many views though?
I mean, the comments are the funniest thing. Just hooting and hollering is hilarious.
10 mil.
Wow.
Oh, here's another one.
But do I want that? Do I want to be married in a year in the suburbs?
Yes.
The suburbs? Oh, what? So I can go to Outback Steakhouse for my anniversary?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Dude, I can't wait for him to sell this to the All-American Rejects, and he's going to be like, cool, I just made 19 mil. Go fuck yourself. Well, the song's not bad.
This is the problem, is all the, you know, you get X amount of hate, but out of the hate, you go there to hate, and then people end up really liking it.
Correct.
Like, people are making this guy, he's going to blow up even harder.
Yeah, the world is a meme. Whatever it can be memeified,
it's fucking hot tour.
Yeah.
Play the
If
other
you
one
hate
right
something
there?
Enough, you'll pop off.
It's just the same song. I mean, I'm kind of in now.
But it's not a bad song. That's what I'm saying. He's going to sell it to someone who actually sang, like Ed Sheeran.
Oh, dude, this would fucking set an Old Navy up.
Oh, my God.
This is
get
like
Bounty in there. I was going to be wet.
Dude, you know how many times people are going to use this as their wedding song? You know what's big? I was out in Malibu this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Dude, no, not at all. But there was, dude, the amount of those like giant white brim motherly blonde woman hats that I saw, That's that hat if it had a sound effect.
Yeah.
If that hat had a ringtone, it'd be, you'll be married in the last summer.
It's not
but
bad.
But who is he saying that to? This guy's like a fortune teller? You'll be married in the year with the in the suburbs? No.
It's funny to hang yourself in the suburbs. To that song.
What?
It's funny to hang yourself to that song. You'll be married.
Will I?
There's a ceiling fan. You'll be married in the end of the summer.
Yeah, I feel like if you work at a Dutch Bros, that is blasting over your speakers. Yeah. It's not bad. The guy's just getting cooked.
It's really not bad.
The guy's just getting cooked. And I just feel bad. And I don't know. I don't know. How do you get all those people with the lights? Where is he? The church camp? Is that a youth group?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that.
I genuinely think if he was on stage doing it, people wouldn't question it.
If he was on stage doing that with a little bit of autotune and an actual band behind him, that song would go to fuck off.
Well, the thing is, it's going to. I think people are bullying his way onto the airwaves. This guy is going to sing the BYU National Anthem or some shit. What's he doing on Spotify? Monthly.
212.
I just saw, and I don't even know, I don't know how I feel about it. The comments are just insane, but I don't know. Like, people are just really hating it. I don't know if I don't think I have a problem with it.
I have no problem with it. You know why I don't have a problem with that? Because, I mean, it's art, dog.
It's art.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
If he puts out 40K monthly listens.
How many?
40K.
It's really not bad, dude.
Dude, I mean, I guarantee 2 weeks ago it was, you know, 12. 4K.
I mean, who knew you could pre-save a song?
Oh, it hasn't even dropped yet?
No.
I got to do this for my clips. Back in, but all I'm saying is, man, is like, it's so difficult to put out anything ever because you're just going to have some people like, this is the worst. I mean, dude, you look at a clip of mine that did well. I don't look at the comments because I really can't handle it.
I'll pull them up for you.
Please don't. But yeah, I mean, dude, there's 9 comments. There's, oh my God, a comic genius. Who is this, Chappelle doing crowd work? Next comment. If I listen to one more of these guys' clips, I literally will jump off.
All from the same guy.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, I saw other creators, like, kind of making fun of him, and I'm like...
You can't do that.
It's just kind of like, if you make art or anything like that, you got to understand what he's... He's just trying to make it.
Yep.
But, yeah, there is definitely, like, I can picture the wedding videos with that song. I can picture hearing that in, like, a Bronco, like a new age Bronco with all the windows down.
Yeah.
4 girls that look like Haley Wells. She's, you'll be married in the...
Oh, yeah, just golden doodle in the fucking passenger seat.
Yeah.
Finger in his clit.
This is like if a golden doodle started a jam company.
A jam company?
Like figs? No, like if a golden doodle started making like jellies and jams, that song would be in the commercial.
If any girl
comes to me,
if any girl comes to me and is like, I have a jam company, I'll go, when did you lose your dream?
Dude, I fucking love jam.
No, jam's great, but you don't.
That's actually
don't,
my wife. If she got a jam company, hell yeah. Let me jam.
Go ahead. Finish it.
What is it?
It's just something mean. It's just something
isn't
mean.
Isn't it funny? We're like hating on a person who doesn't exist about a jam company, and this guy's making music, and we're like, you're okay. But anybody with a jam dream.
Yeah, I mean, but dude.
Marmalade?
Marmalade.
What is marmalade? French jam?
I don't know. It's just.
I fucking love jam.
Jam's
so
good.
So good.
But orange marmalade can kick rocks.
Absolutely.
I mean, what
leave
is.
Leave oranges to the juice.
Correct. That's it.
But like I like raspberry jam with the seeds in it.
Bitch.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's texture.
Holy shit.
Dude. Oh, bitch.
Here
at
we
the
go. Fuck,
dude, at the hotel that I stayed at in Mexico.
Let me guess. Guacamole.
Yep.
Go ahead.
That's the podcast. No. They had croissants. No. These croissants were I don't even know. I literally think, you know how Jesus was a carpenter? Just imagine if he was a baker. He made them.
Yeah.
Dude, it was
flaky.
Bitch, it was so crispy on the outside. Flaky, crispy.
Oh, and
on
this croissant so
dude,
bad.
Dude, on the inside, it was like Mary Magdalene's pussy.
Okay. Incredible.
It was in, dude, and they had different jams that you could dunk in.
Hey!
Bitch, I had guava jam!
Ooh.
Did anyone hear me on this
guava
podcast?
Guava is my favorite juice in
the
world.
Oh my fucking juice.
I don't even know if it's juice.
I mean, if they didn't have that, first of all, I've already said this, but what was it? Like, what food do they serve?
Where?
At the Last Supper.
Sweet green?
Yep.
I don't know. I wouldn't even want food. Bring the hose out. 12 dudes? The fuck?
Yeah, no one got a pussy?
It's the Last Supper.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the Last Supper.
Not one lick.
But the Last Supper, just a bunch of dudes. Not one. Give me bottle service at minimum.
That's how you got to go out. You got to go out with the boys one last time. That's just.
Man, you got to go out the closet.
No, I'm dying for all my boys. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I take back what I said. I'd be with the boys.
Yeah.
And then I'd sneak off to go to the bathroom and kiss a woman I love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell the guys I'm here.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk? Danny says, can you believe that Ocean Gate submarine imploded 2 years ago? Now they created a Netflix documentary. Can you react to it?
Hold on.
Netflix already got a doc?
Hold on. That thing happened 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
I remember.
June 2023.
Holy fuck.
And they already got a doc on it? First of all, how do they get this footage? Inside job. There's a camera guy down there like, help us. They're like, hold on, I'm racking focus.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the memory card. Hold on.
Dude. I mean, I'm not going into anything off rip, just how it looks. How did they get this footage? Or is this actors? Mathematical certainty that it would fail. I'm sick of documentaries.
I love them.
No, I'm back in.
Stockton saw an opportunity.
Who the hell's that guy?
Restart tourist visits to Titanic.
Stockton fully believed in what he was doing and that it would work.
Fast forward when it fucking explodes. Who gives a shit?
Philly's ego, fame. I have no desire to die.
What is this?
I understand this kind of risk.
This guy was, Stockton was he wanted to end it.
Psychopath. How do you manage a person like that who owns the company? This is one of the safest things I will ever do. Nobody spoke up. He would ruin somebody's life.
This feels like a really horrible Brooks Brothers ad.
Well, they're doing it like it's a murder doc, like it didn't, like, they're doing it like he got assassinated.
Yeah. I think he did do the assassinating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they controlled.
It was with a PlayStation controller.
Are you nuts? I'm an accountant.
Go back to her. What the fuck was that? She did it all.
Huh? No one's dying under my watch.
Period.
Guys, real quick.
I have bad
news.
This
looks like the worst thing I've ever seen.
I have bad news. They didn't show how it ends, but I know.
Spoiler alert, explode.
They're going to milk it like a five-part series.
I know. They're like, oh my God.
What's That's that? The oh. simulation of what happened.
Oh, Jesus. Those look like Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots is underrated.
So good.
So good. What's better?
Give me a kid's cuisine and a fucking Dippin' Dot. I'm good for life.
Could you imagine some guy's like, oh, on death row, what's your last meal? He goes, fucking kid cuisine. And they bring in the thing. He's like, no, I meant actual kid.
Well, there's still time in the trial, so.
It's the dumbest thing ever. They die at the end. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't know. It's because they're just padding with all the stories of the people that knew them leading up to it. But in reality, it's like, unless they have footage of what happens right before, that's the stuff you really want to. That's, you know, like the bone chilling shit. You're like, holy fuck.
You know what I want? Access to his hard drive. That's what I want.
You think it's some weird shit on there?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, the way it was shaped, I'm not going down there regardless.
It looked
like a shoehorn.
It's not safe.
No.
Why do you want to go look at big octopuses? Why are you going down there?
Titanic.
Oh.
Well, even then, watch the movie.
Yeah. They all die.
Dude, imagine he goes down there, he just pulls up Titanic, just like littered on his phone. He's like, there it is.
So dumb. Could you even see Titanic?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
Who cares? People be doing wackadoo shit to see stuff. Go on YouTube, you idiot.
All right. Secrets suck. I got ghosted over Hinge over what I thought was going to be my first date ever. Still haven't gotten one yet. My mom made me feel a bit better because I'm 5'11", while his profile is listed at 5'10", which apparently means 5'9". Also, he had a dog named Rye.
Rye?
Rye.
Like the bread? What the hell? So wait, she got ghosted, but they never went on a date, but they're supposed to go on a date?
Yeah.
That's Hinge. And insert commercial, Hinge. Four messages back and forth. Hey, we should go out. Yeah, let's do it. Nothing.
Yeah. Message back and forth. The end of the documentary.
I have a dog named Rye. Good night.
Having a dog named Rye is not bad.
Rye is a very, like, southern dog name, like a chocolate lab or something. Give me a Rye.
I want to name my dog Wasabi, my next one.
Okay. What type of dog is it?
The same one.
Oh.
French bulldog.
Oh.
I don't want a French bulldog.
Please don't get one of those.
No. No, they have the fucking like lifespan of avocado.
It's like, that's funny.
At what point do you go to eHarmony? Because that was like the original online dating
when
site.
You're 73 and have sciatica. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Dude, is there hoes on eHarmony?
There probably is.
Like,
they're dusty hoes, but them dusty hoes got mouths.
But I'm saying I was never accepted on a Riot, you know, and I haven't gone on any dating apps in like 2 years. But like, if I were to spark one up and I go on eHarmony, we got eShotties on here? What are we doing?
What's older, eHarmony or Match.com? My dad met his wife on Match.com.
Really?
Yeah. Remember the commercials for that?
But also, real advice is kind of what Trev said. Like, this is just the norm for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take any.
Hinge feels like a reps thing where you're just like, you just, whatever, you see what sticks.
It's at bats, baby. At bats.
Wow, Match.com is older than eHarmony by 7 years. It was created in 1993.
Match.com?
Match.com's still going?
Yeah.
Buddy, I remember in the streets days.
Oh, no.
I had Match.com.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
I was just like looking when I knew for you? Loose cootie. No, it was before. In the New York days, I had OKCupid. I had literally
holy
all of them.
Shit.
At 4 a.m. after shows, I'll go on Match.com. I was like, bro, is there anyone close to me? I'd take just a woman in a bush.
Damn, you ever been that fucking horny? Like a city bike.
100%. You been that horny? You been so horny you go on Match.com?
No, but you know, there's definitely levels. I mean, the all-time classic is middle of making a grilled cheese, go jerk off. That's the most guy thing in the world.
I mean, I've been there 100 times when I'm so high and I'm like, do I come or do I eat this quesadilla?
And you come and eat
I come
quesadilla.
Every single time. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, jerking off while shitting is probably the best in the world.
Jerking off while shitting?
Yeah.
Huh. Walt's coming out?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe just because I have to shit right now. Can we end this? I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah, let's end it.
Guys,
thanks for listening
to
this podcast. Michael's going to go shit his pants. If you hear anybody moaning down the hall, that is Michael mid shit.
That is real.
Thank you for listening every Wednesday. I'll see you on Friday for Patreon, patreon.com/stiffsockspod. 4x episodes a month. Ad free regular episodes are on Patreon. I love you. Michael's shitting.